We're speaking tonight with the AgriScience Teacher of the Year at the National FFA Convention, Alan Smith. Alan's from the Cushing, Oklahoma FFA chapter. Alan, congratulations. Tell me about up on stage as you were there and you heard your name.
Well, I tell you what, after visiting with the other candidates that were in the running, there was four of us, and I just was in awe of the activities they were doing. We shared as we were waiting to interview the different things we were doing, and I really wasn't expecting it because there was a couple of those guys that I thought, man, they're doing stuff that's got much more impact than what I've got, and I was pleasantly surprised, to say the least.
Tell me about how you're incorporating agri-science in your curriculum there at Cushing.
You bet. When I first started teaching, I taught Ag 1, 2, 3, 4, and Ag Mechanics. And our student numbers were extremely low, so we had to specialize our curriculum, and we added horticulture and built a greenhouse through Carl Perkins funding. We built that greenhouse, and I had to learn on the fly how to teach horticulture because I had 0 hours of horticulture and no horticulture background at all. So I was new to it and learned right along with the students at first. So we were able to do that for quite a few years. And then the most unique thing that happened was wondering what in Oklahoma, what our Governor Keating, when he was in office, he wanted to strengthen those core subjects and make it a little tougher for those students to have elective courses. So I went to the Department of Education and asked them, what can I do to change my course from horticulture to botany? Botany is a core science course that students can get lab science credit to help them get into college. They told me all I had to do was pass the biological teacher certification test, and that would be fine with them. So I did that and passed it. Then I had to go to the Oklahoma Department of Career and Technology Education and get their blessing, because without that, there's no way this project was going to fly. And I was able to convince them it's the right thing to do, but they wanted to make sure that I would continue to promote leadership activities through the FFA and make my students have supervised agriculture experiences. And if I would do that, then they would grant me that wish and go ahead and approve me to teach that course. So I've been able to do that now for about 3 years. My course is now called Botany, and so it's a little bit different. In fact, it's unique. There's not anybody else in the state that's doing that.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from your students? How do they respond to that? How do they come out of the class as far as prepared for, you know, college experience?
You bet. I think what it's done, one of the things that it's done, and it's since we've just been doing it now, calling it botany for the last 3 years, I've got several students that are in college for agriculture degrees, and three of them are actually plant science, landscape architecture type degrees. So I think that's helping. I have some students that are I have students that are in landscaping business. I have a former student that owns a very large lawn care maintenance business there in Cushing. So the former students are using some of that horticulture either in their career or possibly, if nothing else, when they're landscaping their own home, maybe they're doing the right things and applying some of those things that I'll never know that they're doing.
And what's your plans going forward? In other words, what would you like to do to further enhance what you've got going at Cushing?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm still learning on the fly, and one of the things I would like to do is learn a little more about DNA. One of the things that got me started with the botany, the true agri-science, was our students in Cushing had traditionally scored really low on standardized test questions that involve grass. Our department head in the science department challenged all of us to come up with an activity or do something unique to help kids improve their grass scores. Well, we've got our scores and graphs up, but now our DNA scores are low. Our lowest area now is students taking standardized tests to score good positive scores in the area of DNA. And I'll be honest with you, I've got a lot to learn because I would like to use this $1,500 that I've won for being a part of this project. I'd like to put that to use in something, maybe a super-duper microscope that my science teachers will be borrowing and be in awe of because I've got one more powerful than they do, because I want to do an activity now to help our students increase their DNA scores.